There were protests in parts of Iraq today. Sunnis outraged over the execution of Saddam Hussein. They say the former dictator was mistreated by guards overseeing his hanging. A mob of Sunnis broke the locks on the Shiite Golden Dome Mosque in the city of Samarra. There was a report of a prison riot in the city of Mosul. And Iraq's government is now investigating how Saddam was treated on the gallows. Iraq's oil minister, Hussein al-Shahristani, says it was time to execute Saddam Hussein.
Well, the Iraqi people have been waiting for this day for over three decades now. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqi families have lost their dear ones, and they've been looking for justice. And they've been very patient till Saddam was tried, and the people have been waiting for it.
You were yourself a prisoner under Saddam Hussein for 11 years, were subject to torture while you were in prison. I imagine that must color your view of what's happened here.
Well, I don't personally have any grudges against him. As a matter of fact, I was invited to be a witness, and I declined. I did not want any personal revenge from Saddam. But I do understand the feeling of the Iraqi families who could not forgive him. On the day of the execution, I went to the streets to meet the people. I met a lady who have lost six of her sons, and she said she can never forget her sons, and she has been waiting for this day for 30 years. So I can understand how the people felt, but personally, I don't have any grudges against him, and I never was prepared even to be a witness.
The scene at the execution, as it's been captured on cell phone video, shows a scene that degenerated into a sectarian free-for-all in some ways. There was taunting by Shiites in the execution chamber, people chanting the name of a Shiite cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr. The trapdoor underneath the gallows opened while Saddam was in the middle of reciting a prayer. What do you make of how the execution actually was carried out, the climate in which it was carried out?
I've seen what you have just described. There was only one person among the guards, not the representative of a government, nor the court, nor the doctor or the cleric that was there. It was just one of the guards who misbehaved, and I understand that he's going to be held accountable for that. But I don't think we should judge the whole procedure by the misconduct of just one individual, and he was just a simple policeman in the area.
Do you fear that because of what happened in that execution chamber, this sectarian element to what was going on, that will further inflame tensions?
I don't believe so. As a matter of fact, Baghdad today was calmer than usual. It is wrong to associate Saddam with the Sunni community in Iraq. The Sunni community have suffered under Saddam, I wouldn't say as much as the Shiites or the Kurds, but they've also suffered significantly. So to associate Saddam as representative of the Sunni community is not fair to that community. But in Islam, we do have respect for the dead, and that's what the government felt should be done. He should be given to his family to bury him. And let's not forget, Saddam never handed bodies to the families. There are hundreds of thousands of Iraqi families who don't know where their loved ones are buried. I personally, when I was taken to court under Saddam, I witnessed tens and sometimes hundreds of people sentenced to death in 5 minutes, and they were executed the next day without any opportunity of appeal or any lawyers appearing to defending them or anything of that. So the treatment that Saddam was given cannot be compared by any stretch of imagination with what he was doing to the Iraqi people.
Hussein al-Shahristani is Iraq's oil minister. Dr. Shahristani, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.